Blog Talk Radio. This is Mary Hollis, your host. I'm having some difficulty getting on the air. So if you will just be patient, and I'll be with you shortly. Good evening. I hope that you can hear me, but right now I have no control of the switchboard, so I don't know if you can or not. It's not letting me come on, but that's not. Let me continue with the program. I'll be talking, but I will not be able to control the switchboard at this time. But good evening, and I hope that everybody is doing fine. Here we go. All of a sudden, we just came on. Just 1 second, please. Sorry about the inconvenience. Okay. Hope that all is well. Sorry for the delay and getting on the air. But tonight is the week before Valentine. And I just want to dedicate this time tonight and just telling you how much the Father God loves you. He has unconditional love for us. And even though we don't have a spouse, a partner, a lover, a friend, to share that with this coming weekend, we must think about the good memories that we shared with them before. just knowing that I'm sure that they're looking down, or even their spirit will be within us and letting us know how much they loved us, and they still do in their own way. Unconditional love. From the love of God within me, I send love into the world. This is Jesus speaking. I was created for the unconditional love of God. No current or future condition can defeat this truth. Nothing outside of me defines who I really am and forever. One with God's love, the presence of the Spirit lives within us as love and life, closer than our breathing and the beating of our hearts. Our love for the sake of loving rather than seeking to be loved in return. We share love simply because it is a natural part of us. We are in love in action when we treat our loved ones with kindness, extend a helping hand, silently bless a passerby, and forgive those who have hurt us. God gives us infinite love, and also we should send loving energy out in the world to others. The scripture that goes with this, for I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor power will be able to separate us from the love of God. So that's coming from Romans 8:38 through 39. Just know that love will always be there for us, and His love is unconditional love. The love that He has for us, just thinking about the different things that are happening in the world. I know we all are happy that we are not in Boston. The difficulty they're going through with the snow. They've never had that much snow before. Just different things are happening here in Atlanta. But God has His angels around you, loving you and taking care of you and your loved one. God, He hasn't forgotten us. He loves us unconditionally. And 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, and now abides faith, hope, charity, those three things, but the greatest of these is charity, which means love. So it is important for us to continue to love others, love our family members, our friends. Show them love, and it will help us to feel love. I've misplaced something while I was trying to get on the air tonight, so be patient with me tonight. But there are some poems that I had, and I hope I can still find it. But let's talk about the love that everyone seems to have only during Valentine. I mean, it's so commercial these days. We should show love every day of our lives, not just on Valentine only. It should be every day. You should show love to someone, to your friends or family. And there is no denial that the fact that Valentine is the ultimate way to celebrate love. That's what they say. But God says you should love every day. It is, in fact, a perfect occasion to express your love to those who hold an important space in your heart. Every year when Valentine's rolls around the corner, market gets flooded with roses, gifts, and cards. Valentine's Day messages have created a rage among people going out trying to see what they're going to do about Valentine, what they're going to do, who they're going to give their loved ones, friends, and family. A sweet emotional message on this day of love can bring a huge smile on one's face. Earlier messages were exchanged through cards and letters. Now, slowly letters are being replaced by text messages, emails, and social media. Some people don't even say it themselves through their mouth. It's done by text. It's done by email and social media. Because really what I do on Saturday, I have my text messages separated with family, friends, and next chapter. So all of my callers, my family, I'm going to be sending a group text message to all of them to let them know how much I'm wishing them a happy Valentine's Day and how much I love them. So I used to pick up the telephone and dial their number and call them and say, I love you, da-da-da, this is Auntie Mary or whoever, and I normally just use, I think we all did, using the telephone, calling people and letting them know how much we love them. Now it's so easy, we can just text them, email them, and social media, tweet them. That's one thing I've never tried and don't care to try right now. But there's so many ways that it's being, but it's not being done the way God wants it to be done. God wants you to show people love with the physical body, saying something. Sending a card is also good as well, because I've sent some cards out as well. But the tweeting, the texting, it's not personable anymore. I mean, it's getting less important. But even though that this is happening, God hasn't changed the way that he loves us. He continues to love us unconditionally. And we must always remember that. And even though that we don't have our spouse to tell us that they love us or give us flowers and whatever, God finds ways to do that. And that's exactly what he did this past weekend. We had the best time ever this past Saturday, February 17th. We had a great time at TGIF Fridays, and that's where we had our Valentine celebration. We had a great time. We were serenaded by Willie Jackson, and he was awesome. He made us feel so special. He serenaded us. He helped. He engaged the group, everybody, to sing with him. And we even, at the end, we started dancing. So we just had a wonderful time. And that's the way that God puts things together for us widows, making sure that we get that love that we deserve. And that was part of it, and I'm sure your family and friends are going to be doing something different as well. But it was a wonderful occasion. Fridays had wonderful food, great breakfast, a little bit of everything. Food was very nice, very good, very tasty, fresh fruits and all that stuff. We just had a great time. And also, all of the widows were given roses, kisses, chocolate kisses, and also cupcakes. So we had a great time. It was about 23 of us, and I just wish that there were more that could have came and helped us be there to celebrate this occasion. But I hope that this coming weekend that your family and friends will shower you with love also. We only have about 11 minutes left. And I wanted to read some poems, but I've lost it because I was trying to get back on get this computer on the air. I had it on another site, but now I've lost it. But anyway, I'm going to say this to you all. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar are sweet, and so are each one of you that's on the air. So just knowing that the next chapter loves you, God loves you, and even though that we don't have that special someone that we want to be with us, still try to enjoy the weekend in spite of. God loves you. And that's the most important thing, is knowing that God loves us. And in God's eyes, you are one of a kind. You are, he says that you are one of a kind. Out of this, you are awesome. You are outrageous and amazing. You are extraordinary and especially an amazing person. You are wonderful, wonderfully, am I getting tongue-tied? I'm sorry about that. And that you are wonderfully made. And he made you, so you are special. And being a widow, honor widows that are widows indeed, letting you know that you are very special to him. But I wish I had those poems, because those poems were really nice poems. But I've gotten rid of them by trying to get on the air tonight. And I just, this computer wasn't working right. This would not come on the air for nothing. I mean, it would not get me on the air so I could really read those poems and stuff to you. But anyway, we had a great time this past Saturday. And I hope that you all enjoyed yourself. And the ones that were not able to come, we have something special for you. There's two dedicated person who's always on the air just about every single night since they have been a part of the ministry. My sister Florence in South Carolina, she's always there on the air and supporting this ministry. And I just want you to know that the next chapter has put something in the mail to you, and we hope that you enjoy it. It's something small, but we wanted to let you know how much we love you, and we know that if you were able to be here, you would have been here to help us celebrate this Valentine occasion. So look out in the mail. Should get to you at least Thursday or Friday, but it'll get to you before Valentine. So look out for it, and it's something to let you know that we love you so much and thank you for all your support every single Tuesday night. And there is someone else. That's Martha Jefferson. She was not able to join us. And we also sent her something in the mail, letting her know how special she is to us. And we hope that you will enjoy what we have sent you. And you should be getting that in a couple of days because you're here in Atlanta. We know that if you two were able, you all would have been here and enjoyed the moment. But just knowing that God will shower you with love this weekend, and you're going to get all of those smiles and laughs that we enjoyed this past weekend. God hasn't forgotten you. So I hope that you will enjoy what we have sent to you, and just knowing that you're always loved and appreciated for your support and tuning in every Tuesday night. And we also wish everybody on the air a happy Valentine, and just knowing that it can be happy. Just like you smiled and you laughed and everything this past weekend, you can do the same thing this coming weekend. If you have a little bit of tears, it's okay to cry, because I'm sure you got lots of good memories. So enjoy it as much as you can. And let your friends and family love on you. Don't close in. Don't close the doors and don't answer the telephone.
answer them because they want to let you know that they love you and they want you to be happy. So let them shower you with all the blessings of love to you this coming weekend. And we have a few more minutes. I have some announcements. We do need more people to fill the bus for us going on the Memphis trip. I've been still getting some phone calls from people. I have to make some phone calls from people back tomorrow about the trip, which is great. But we have the bus half filled. We need to fill it up. And we need to get the number of people by the end of this month. So we have a few more weeks. So it's still time for everyone to be able to catch up with their payments. So let them know that they, just because January has passed, you still have time to be make that payment and join us on this fun trip that we are having. We're going to be having. And next month is March. We're going to have bowling. We try to do something different every month. Next month, it is bowling. And Miss Mandy was at the event on Saturday, and she indicated that we are going back to the same location that we had it before. It's on Mountain Industrial. I forgot the name of the place. Stars and Stripes. And it's on Mountain Industrial. And we will probably set it for 1 o'clock. We haven't confirmed that, but we'll get back to you soon on that. And we're going to bowl for a couple of hours like we did. And she gave a price. I'll make sure that she comes on the air next week and announce it again. And it's going to be on our March 21st. And March 21st, that's the third Saturday. And the one price will be for the shoes, the games, pizza, and soft drinks. All of that is included in one price. And we've had a great time before. Even if you don't know how to bowl, just come and enjoy the fellowship. Because it's funny when some of us that don't know how to bowl, when we throw the ball, it goes down the alley. So it's a lot of fun. So please come and share that time with us as well. And that is all of our announcement tonight. And just know that God loves you, and so does the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar are sweet, and so are you. So enjoy your weekend, and hopefully this won't happen again, and I'll have myself a little bit more prepared. I thought I did, but I lost all the poems that I wanted to read you guys tonight by trying to get on this air on the air and had to click off another screen. So sorry about that. Just knowing that the most important thing is that there are three things that in 13:13, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of those is love. So give love, and you receive love as well. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again, same time, from 10 to 10:30, and we will have a great message for you next week. And just invite others to come tune in on the air as well. Be blessed and have a great night.